You guys know that I am a cynic and I'm incredulous and I don't believe jack shit, right? So I've seen the video of Dr. Betsy Enns claiming that a doctor in Malaysia was executed under the Nuremberg Code for injecting, it said, somebody with the vaccine, and that somebody died, so he was executed. Now you see, guys, I'm having trouble with that, because the only other article I saw on it was another video of another American channel. The guy's got his big flag behind him, and then he goes on, and his evidence to support it is Dr. Betsy's video. So he says, watch Dr. Betsy's video, and then that will prove that all the nurses in all the world and all the doctors in all the world who have been injecting people with the snake oil are all going to be executed. I'm not convinced, guys. I'm not convinced. If you know otherwise, you know, if you've seen the actual articles coming out of Malaysia about the doctor getting executed for injecting someone with the messenger RNA gene therapy, or whatever else the fuck might be in it, let me know, because I haven't seen anything apart from Dr. Betsy. And, you know, she might be the best doctor in the world. The fact that she makes her live videos with her stethoscope around her neck makes me question it a bit, because, you know, I'll tell you a quick story while I'm here. Fuck it, why not? When I was an ambulance man, way back, we used to carry our stethoscopes, right, to do patients' blood pressures. But in training, they said, oh, it's best not to walk around the hospital with your stethoscope around your neck, because doctors get really upset about that, because it's a doctor's thing. Doctors like to wear their stethoscope around their neck. So we would have our stethoscope rolled up in our pocket, or fucking... mine was usually in the back of the van. Very, very seldom came out of the ambulance, to be honest. But it just made me laugh when I saw a video of her making a live video to talk about someone in Malaysia being executed for injecting someone. She's got a stethoscope round her neck, and over her left shoulder is a picture of herself. And I'm like, yeah, this is a bit weird. Yeah, I'm going to have a picture of me over here, you know what I mean, when I do my videos. So what she, you know, she might be a real doctor, and if she's, guys, let me know, you know, and I'll take everything back. Or was she wearing a stethoscope round her neck to convince people that she was a doctor? Not sure. Not entirely sure. But anyway, you know, that was completely off point. The point is, did a doctor really get executed for injecting someone with the messenger RNA and that person died? Or was there more to the story than that? Or did it never happen at all? And if it's this big wake-up call for the rest of the world, all the doctors and nurses, then why haven't all the vaccine centres been shut down immediately and all them doctors and nurses charged? You know, it all rings a little bit fucking do your job kind of shit, you know what I mean? I'm not convinced, but listen, tell me otherwise. Tell me, Mick, you're a big fat dickhead, and they are executing doctors, and doctors are dying all over the place because they injected people with the messenger RNA. They're hanging them, they're cutting off their heads, they're fucking castrating them, whatever. If it's really happening, let me know. Or is that Dr. Betsy Enns a nutter? Is she making it up? I don't know. Never come across her before.